We welcome back on this Juneteenth our United States Congresswoman, Michigan 6th District, longtime pal, Debbie Dingell. Congresswoman Dingell, happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth, Paul W. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. Did you lose your voice yelling somewhere?
I've just been out and about talking with a lot of people, so yeah, I am losing my voice.
Really? Is there anything to talk about these days? I can't imagine.
So quiet, so dull.
Hey, did you think about going to the Obama opening of his library?
You know, it would have been great to have been there, but I'm sort of at a point in my life to have seen friends and to have done all that. I have a lot of things going on in my district right now, Paul W. People are really worried about a lot of things, from, you know, housing to, I've got projects that I'm working with HUD on to get cleaned up. I'm meeting with people right now. I stepped out of a meeting. I'm in a beautiful part of my district, God's Country agriculture area, where there's discussion of consumers building a power plant. The community is very, very, very upset. So I'd rather be with my constituents, hearing what's on their mind and dealing with those issues.
Well, I know you well, and I believe you completely. I understand why you're doing that. Your constituents have always come first, and that goes way back to when you and John had my hometown of Monroe, Michigan. And you always came. You were in the parade, you know, the Monroe County Fair Parade, all that. You were always there. You were always involved with your constituents, and that continues to be the case. So a few things that I know are important to you. The federal immigration officials plan to decide to, I guess, offload is one of the words being used, a warehouse in Romulus, and for that matter, other similar sites across the U.S. that they were going to use as a ICE detention center. Talk to me about that.
Well, I think Mark Reynolds, who I know, realize the inappropriateness of these warehouses and the way that they were set up to be detention centers. Even, you know, really, does a detention center belong in Romulus in southeast Michigan? No. So I know it had been challenged in the courts, but this wasn't a court win. This was the court of public opinion, where people in the community were very concerned about it, people throughout southeast Michigan. Their voices joined with others in other areas. And I think this is a win for people who get discouraged, think people don't listen to them. What difference do they make? They made a difference. And this is a win for Romulus and a win for Southeast Michigan.
Your thoughts on the, as we know it, at least at this moment, the so-called Iran deal?
So I haven't seen it. This has not been shared with Congress yet. I'm hoping that maybe we get a classified briefing next week. I won't see it. I mean, we haven't seen it. So I'm hoping, you know, what I'm hearing, I don't know why we went to war. I don't know. I've always said that. I've thought that the president needed to come back to the Congress. The War Powers Resolution says 60 days of action by our military requires that that happens.
Well, we know that there are other presidents in our past, including Democratic presidents, that did not do that. And so you could see how they suggested that they didn't need to do it either. Just as by way of inserting one of the facts involved in not going to Congress.
But I am all going to say that one of those presidents also negotiated a deal to deal. Look, I want to be really clear. A nuclear Iran is dangerous to everybody. It's dangerous to world peace. Let's be clear.
I'm so glad you said that. You know, a lot of your colleagues forget to say that.
Well, I mean, it's true. And also, these regimes, you know, the former regime was brutal. They killed thousands of people.
So we can agree that no matter what, Iran has been greatly defanged in many ways. Not completely.
Well, I don't know that it has, because, you know, the president said a year ago that he had destroyed all of their nuclear capability. I don't know what's there. I don't know what's in the agreement. How are we going to inspect them? How are we going to make sure that they, you know, they really don't have nuclear capability. And I need to stop seeing the bombing of Lebanon. People you know, their family.
Well, I know. They're family.
So they are family. So
they have to do something about Hezbollah, and I'm not sure what they can do, because you can't ask Israel or any other country to just stand by while people are bombing them.
And, you know, I'm getting the same reports you are. Let's just be really honest and clear about that right now. But apparently the president and Netanyahu had words, and they're not on the same page. So, you know, I know what we all want, and I don't want war, and I want gasoline prices to go down, and I want...
Which they are, thank goodness. Which they are.
So we need... slowly. But we need facts, and that's what we need to see it. Hopefully we'll get a briefing next week.
I'm going to let you go back into your meeting. We've got so many other things to talk about. We will, data centers, et cetera. Okay. It's always a pleasure and a privilege to say hello to you on the radio here. United States Congresswoman, Michigan 6th District Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend, too. Thank you.
Thank you. 1229 at 760 WJR.